on the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
And here are the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. From Glenmorangie, we have the Glenmorangie A Tale of Ice Cream Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. We have the Glenmorangie A Tale of Spices Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. The Glenmorangie Triple Cask Reserve Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. Glenmorangie The Infinita 18-Year-Old Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. And from Highland Park, we have the Highland Park Cask Strength No. 5 Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. And the Highland Park Reserve Bar 12-Year-Old Single Cask No. 4505 Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. So
that's a nice lineup, Bob. What
Brent's
you
very
do?
Happy.
I'm extremely happy.
Look at him. Look at him. Woo! Oh, he's so happy.
Happy.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. We are an hour, 1 hour show.
Or that's
give
a fact.
Or give or take a few minutes.
It's commercials, right? We have commercials now.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
We've always,
commercials. 50 minutes. Had commercials. 50 minutes worth.
Yeah, give or take.
No, so. It's not even 50 minutes anymore, dude. Got to shut up more often.
It's less of us and more of the commercial content that you so love. Yay. Well, this is Made Man Bob. Joining me today are Made Man Brent.
Oh, you know what? Normally, it's a pleasure to be here, but today, it's a pleasure to be here.
I'm shocked. And good old boy Harm.
I don't always mean it, but thank you for having me today, Bob, because today's a Scotch show, baby.
I knew you'd be happy. I've been holding these back for you for the longest time. So, and good old boy Justin,
top of the morning to you, Bob.
He's trying to be Sean, but he's not.
He
Sean.
Had a stroke recently, so just everybody just play along. Yeah. Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here are the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. From Glenmorangie, we have the Glenmorangie A Tale of Ice Cream Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. We have the Glenmorangie A Tale of Spices Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. The Glenmorangie Triple Cask Reserve Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. Glenmorangie The Infinita 18-Year-Old Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. And from Highland Park, we have the Highland Park Cask Strength No. 5 Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. And the Highland Park Reserve Bar 12-Year-Old Single Cask No. 4505 Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. So
that's a nice lineup, Bob. What
Brent's
did you
very
do?
Happy.
I'm extremely happy.
Look at him. Look at him. Woo! Oh, he's so happy.
Happy.
The behind the scenes work that goes into getting these kind of scotches, it's just amazing to me.
It takes.
I'm going to send you my. I'm going to ask you my Valentine, Bob.
He had to air grievances, feats of strength. It was a lot of work.
You weren't even born with the sense God gave the common dog.
Yeah, okay. So let's move on. So we're going to rate these with our normal 1 to 5 sips ratings. And in the essence of time, we're going to ask Justin to pick a number and give me your favorite sips rating.
Go for six.
5 sips.
Oh, my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Let's pour one out for Rob Reiner.
Yeah, there you go. So, Brent, why don't you tell us a little bit about Glenmorangie and our first whiskey?
Well, thanks, Bob. So, Glenmorangie can trace its roots back to the Morangie Farm, which was established in 1703. In 1730, a brewery was established at the property, sharing the farm's water supply from the Tarlogi Spring. William Matheson acquired the farm in 1843 and converted the Morangi Brewery to a distillery and named the distillery Glenmorangie.
Glenmorangie.
Yeah. Yes.
Morangie.
Yeah.
Rhymes with orangey.
Yeah.
Morangie.
Glenmorangie. A tale of ice cream.
Glen means valley for all
valley,
of you.
Valley oranges. Valley oranges, a tale of ice cream, single malt scotch whiskey. It's a 46% ABV. It's 92 proof. This is the fifth release of the Tale of series from Dr. Bill Lumsden. Some time ago, Dr. Bill began to imagine he could capture the lavish flavors found in an ice cream parlor in a single malt, bringing out even more sweet and creamy vanilla-like flavors in Glenmorangie's spirit. And after a host of experiments, he and master blender Gillian McDonald united single malt aged in bourbon casks with whiskey finished in high vanillin casks. These new oak casks had been especially toasted to bring out more vanilla qualities. So the color on this is like a light straw color. It's a very, very light. On the nose, you get a little bit of cherry, vanilla, a little bit of a touch of pepper on it. And then on the palate, what he did is he nailed this vanilla, touch of vanilla. I think I'm drinking like a vanilla, you know, ice cream. You know, what I want to do with them when I'm tasting it is I want to put a little bit of caramel around the edge, make a sundae out of it. But yeah, you get that white pepper, that creamy vanilla, a little bit of cherries. It really follows through with the name on the label, you know, a tale of ice cream. And it is a vanilla ice cream. It comes through, full circle. That little bit of pepper just kind of gives it that little tinge to it, so it's not too sweet. And got a nice finish to it. The label advertises it, and it follows through with what it says on the label.
It's not a vanilla milkshake.
No.
But
no.
It's got the good mouthfeel, like you're saying. And that vanilla cream, but you know, there's a hint of citrus there because, like, I find, you know,
after you added the waters when that citrus came through, it wasn't there until after I added water.
Glenmorangie has the tallest stills in all of Scotland, and because
by
of that,
far, yeah,
they get the higher, lighter congeners coming up. Not just, you know, you could get pure ethanol if you go too high, right? We're not going that high. We're getting the congeners that are lighter, so we're getting those more citrus notes that come off. Glenmorangie, as a brand, is known for its citrus notes and almost across all its whiskeys. And I feel like it's because of the way they treated the oak here, that citrus note is kind of muted compared to the rest of their stuff, right?
Like I said, with the water, when you add water, I added water to everything after I tasted and wrote my notes down. And then it came out, you know, after when it came through after that. Mm-hmm. But, that essence of ice cream, having that ice cream sundae, just eating an ice cream out of a...
But I'm also getting part of the cone. I'm getting that like a little spice, a little cinnamon, a little sugariness, honey. It's all coming out. This is really nice.
I've loved all the Tale series that he's done. They've all been really interesting as heck. Even the Tale of Forest. It's not something that I would drink
every
day. The
Tale of Forest was an abomination, and I will say it right now.
It was cool.
Dr. Bill, I love you.
It was cool.
I haven't seen you since before COVID, and when you come to Florida next, we will talk.
There's a reason.
But Tale of Forest
It was weird, but
I don't want juniper in my whiskey.
But... how did he get the flavors out? That was the cool thing. The Tale of Winter. The Tale of Winter was fantastic. We had that in Chicago.
There have been six releases so far. Tale of Cake, Tale of Winter, Tale of the Forest, Tale of Tokyo, one of my favorites.
Yeah, that one was great.
Tale of Ice Cream, and the last one, which will be our next whiskey. I don't know. Are they going to do more? I forget.
I don't know.
They talked to me.
I don't know. I love the winter, and it was great.
I think there may be one more tale coming out next year.
I love the Tale of Cake.
Yeah, this Tale of Cake was this, cool. This kind of reminds me of the Tale of
like Cake.
Tale of Cake, yeah.
That's why I liked it.
Pineapple Upside Down Cake was his inspiration, and he did it. Yeah, and I think he nailed this one. The Tale of Ice Cream is great.
Yeah.
But Justin, what do you think?
On the nose, I got candy corn, glazed almonds. On the palate, it was like sweet, vanilla,
the nuttiness is there. You're absolutely right, and you're not always right. In fact, you're mostly wrong, but yeah, I'll give you that.
On the finish, it was short, but I got the orange note then. And yeah. I liked it. It's pretty cool. I'm still drinking it.
Bob, what's up with you? What do you think?
It's so creamy. It's got a lovely viscosity when you first taste it.
Yeah.
The vanilla comes through. I get coconut coming through as well.
I'm not getting the coconut, although I was looking for it.
Just a little bit, not a lot. It's behind the vanilla. The vanilla is in front.
Because the American oak barrels, I was looking
for. And like you said, I get like, you know, the waffle cone kind of spiciness to it. It's absolutely delicious. I think he knocked it out of the park with this one. This one's really good.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. You're going to give this a rating, or should we just stretch until the next commercial?
We can wait until the next commercial, but we're going to give the Glenmorangie a Tale of Ice Cream single malt scotch whiskey a well-deserved four sips. One more from the genius of Dr. Bill and Jillian, who's the master blender, and love Jillian to death. She's a great gal.
You know, I've never met Jillian, but I need to. We need to go to Scotland. Let's do a trip. Just talk until the commercial.
Yep.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back. We just finished talking about the Glenmorangie A Tale of Ice Cream. Gave that a four sipper because that one was absolutely delicious. So let's move on to our next one. We're going to have Harm tell us about that since it's spicy. Let's have Harm tell us about the spicy one.
I see. Because I'm from India, I have to do the spice one, right? I understand how this goes. Glenmorangie A Tale of Spices, 46% ABV, 92 proof, is the sixth and I think might be the final release in the Tale of series. The Tale of Spices showcases the relentless imagination and innovation of director of whiskey creation, Dr. Bill Lumsden. Love you, Dr. Bill. And master blender, Jillian McDonald.
Whoever.
Inspired by the sensory delights of the spice markets around the world, this limited edition offering is a marriage of Glenmorangie, finished in four different casks for the first time ever, including experimental liquid Asian Moroccan red wine casks. I have never had Moroccan red wine. Has anyone here had Moroccan red wine?
You still have that travel ban on you last time you went to Morocco.
Red wine make me feel so fine.
Yeah. Well, I have an American passport, but I'm afraid to leave. I might not be let back in these days.
That's a roll of the dice for all of us.
That's a roll of the dice, yeah. Anyway.
We'll take that chance.
Yeah, go. We'll take the chance. Right.
The color is a dull gold. The nose, exotic spices, just like the bottle advertises. At first, I get caramel, like a little burnt caramel, and then it's not like regular Glenmorangie. I'm not getting that citrus. It's really spice forward. I'm getting cumin, a little burnt spice, but like my mom is toasting cinnamon and cumin in the pan, a little bit of clove.
You have to toast your spices. An animal doesn't toast their spices.
If you are cooking proper food, you must toast your spices.
Especially cumin.
It's cumin. Cumin. Who the white people say cumin? Whatever. It's cumin.
He's thinking of the coumadin that his doctor makes. Yeah,
coumadin is not.
Cumin. That's where my mom sent me because I was bad in school.
Okay. There is just a hint of saffron, the most expensive spice in the world. There's a hint of saffron coming out here. There's some bitter oils. There's some sweet wine coming from that Moroccan wine note. And I don't know what this note is. This is completely new to me. So maybe you shouldn't have picked me. I'm really entranced by this nose, but I can't describe it properly because it's so complex.
There's too much going on.
There's way too much going on.
I can do that for you.
Okay, tell me, Justin, what are you going to
do? Smells like scotch.
No, on the nose, I got tamarind.
There's no tamarind here.
I got white pepper and vanilla.
White pepper, yes. Vanilla, yes. I said caramel already.
On the palate.
You didn't mention any spices, white boy.
It's a seven spice.
Well, that's what a tamarind and paprika are spices.
So tamarind is not. There's no tamarind here.
Well,
oh come on. All right.
You didn't detect
if
it.
You smell, if you smell it, you smell it. I got it. It's all subjective, sir.
He had Thai last night, so you know, maybe didn't wash his hands.
Palate was mildly spicy for me. Yeah. I got vanilla, saffron, curry, and the finish was light and sweet for me.
Yeah, the finish is gorgeous and light, and I thought it was kind of long. The palate, rich and mouth coating. Bob, what do you think?
I think it's delicious. The nose is entrancing. I mean, there's so don't much going my on words. There that it's just... It's hard to isolate out, but it's definitely toasted spices. And on the palate, hold on. The thing I get when you first sip it, there's almost a brown butteriness as it flows down your tongue.
It
goes away, exactly, but right. Just as it enters, you get that butteriness.
So you're slightly burnt milk solids.
Yeah.
It's got that creamy feeling. It's,
it's got like a marzipan too.
It's got a lovely pepper spice.
I didn't get the almond, but I now that you're saying it, Brent, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
A little bit of that citrus and nutmeg. Yeah. It's really this one here. There was too much going on. It really had too much going on.
It was confusing, right?
Every time you came back to it, you had something else, and so it changed with your palate every single time.
But often we love that when you revisit a whiskey and it changes, it keeps it fresh. It's same thing with wine.
Yeah,
what makes a 90-point wine and a 95-point wine different are
$100 bottle.
Not just that.
$300
a
bottle.
You can keep drinking. It's like you can be fatigued by a wine that's just good and beautiful and got all the great flavors. But if it evolves in the glass and it keeps changing, and you keep wanting to sip it, you're not done after one glass, that makes the difference, right? Yeah. And this evolves, but this is still confusing to me.
Who's done after one glass unless the bottle's empty? I don't know.
You might have a problem, sir.
Right. Wait. The bottle is glass, so therefore it's one glass.
Right.
Oh, fair enough.
Right. Gotcha. You were confused. So.
Okay.
But yeah, this one here, like you said, every single time I went to it, one time I would enjoy it. The next time I got some flavors that I wasn't enjoying. And it just...
Did you put water in it?
I put water in it, and it kind of mellowed it out a little bit.
So it is 46% ABV. So it's not super hot. It doesn't need water to bring down the alcohol, but just a few drops of water. I do 20 parts whiskey to one part water on these whiskeys. And just that much water changes the solubilities of the conjures in there.
A little water, you got a lot more curry on the nose.
You get more spices. Yeah. You get more cumin.
A little bit
it's
of
not curry. It's curry leaf and cumin.
You got a little bit of lemon with the water, though, too.
Delicious. Yeah. What can you say? Delicious. So.
It's delicious. It's intriguing. It's entrancing.
Generally it's with scotch.
Interesting. That's the thing. It's interesting.
Yeah, generally with scotch, I use 100 parts water to one part scotch.
Yeah.
This one I didn't have to use as much, you know, nowhere near as much.
Well, we're going
to
give the Glenmore and G... Tale of Spices, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that's going to take us to our next whiskey. So that's the Glenmore and G Triple Cask Reserve Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. It's 40% ABV or 80 proof. Yeah, I know.
I told them to their faces when they came out with this one, dude.
I
a little late, isn't it?
I would be happier if it was a little
late. They didn't consult me before marketing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't consult him, period.
No.
Well, to create this expression, Glenmore and G has married together three different types of casks, bourbon cask, new charred oak, and rye whiskey casks. So the color on this, kind of a light bronze, nice clarity to it. It's got a nice glow in the glass. On the nose, I get like a sweet cereal note.
Sweet young cereal.
There's,
you know what? This is where Justin's descriptors come in. It smells like glue. Smells like Elmer's glue. Paste.
What grade?
Second grade.
No. So, sweet cereal notes. I get a light rice spice. I get a bit of a new leather and a little bit of
that's
tobacco.
Suede, my friend, not leather. That's suede.
Ooh, yeah, I think it is suede.
It's suede.
Yeah. A little bit of tobacco. And on the palate,
this is 1980s suede leather jacket.
Yeah.
You know what this is? This is your hush puppies in the 1980s. Yes, that's what this there you is. Go. Oh, yeah,
man. Suede Corvette.
Putting your hush puppies on, picking the little thing, the little fuzzy things off from the carpet.
I mean, they came up with an 80 proof version because that's what the market is asking for. It's horrible.
I don't care what the market is. We're the market.
We're geeks. We're geeks. We want higher proof.
I'm asking for higher, but that's just me. So, yeah, leather and tobacco on the end. It's got a pretty nose on the palate. Hmm. That leather and tobacco come through.
There's some rye casks here. I get the floral note too. Mm-hmm. And they did a good job, but they're aiming for the middle.
We'll be back.
They got the middle.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
All right, we're back and we're still discussing the Glenmorangie Triple Cask Reserve. On the palate again, I got leather and tobacco. I got I got plums. And on the very end of the finish, I just get a light, very faint citrus note on it.
Yeah, because the citrus note is Glenmorangie.
Yeah.
Brent, you were going to interrupt me and say something, but then
I got some of those things. I got the tobacco. I got like a dry chocolate and baked apples.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I got a
bittersweet chocolate.
It's like a dry chocolate, yeah, baked apples. It was
burnt oak.
Burned oak
on the palate, yeah. On the palate, burnt wood. I did last night.
I got a little bit of rye instead of the burnt wood.
Yeah, you didn't change your shirt.
I'm still not getting the chocolate, but I'll give you the apple. It's like a red apple note, right?
It's like a baked apple,
definitely not a green apple. It's a baked red apple, yeah. It's the sweetness of the apple there. I'll give you all that, but I'm not getting the chocolate still.
I get it toward the end.
It's like a dry chocolate.
Just as you swallow as it starts entering.
It's not a bitter chocolate. It's like a dry chocolate. Yeah, kind of. A little bit.
No.
Yeah.
No, you're wrong.
Okay, that's fine.
No, I'm getting it.
You're both wrong. That's good.
You can both
be wrong.
I'm with him. It's not dusty like a cocoa. It's more like, and it's not bittersweet. It's more just like kind of a dark
chocolate. A little bit of dark chocolate. Yeah. I still don't get it. Justin, do you get the dark chocolate?
Yeah, I got burnt wood.
You get the glue though, right? Black pepper. I was right about the glue on the nose.
On the nose.
Yeah.
On the nose. Yeah.
Oh,
for me,
God.
It was more fourth grade, but you might be older than me. So
I'm 57.
I'm 53. So there you go.
Yeah.
He didn't make it past fourth grade.
Well, that wasn't required for bar admission, so... Third grade and take the test. I don't know, man.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you passed the bar. I have friends who passed law school who didn't pass the bar.
It's the only bar he's ever passed.
Yeah, he's never passed a bar before.
That's right.
I've been with him. He can't pass a bar.
It was the only bar I ever passed. That's right.
Still a stupid.
It's such a fine line between stupid and clever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
are we giving us the rating, sir?
We're going to give the Glenmorangie Triple Cask Reserve 3 sips.
Interesting.
They aimed for the middle. They got the middle.
Interesting.
But I didn't even touch it. Okay.
So that was interesting.
Yeah, that was very interesting. So that takes us to our next one.
You should use a real laptop instead of a tablet.
And we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
All right. Highland Park was founded.
You're in Glenmorangie.
No, you're Glenmorangie.
Glenmorangie, the
Glenmorangie, not Morangie.
Glenmorangie.
Glenmorangie. The Infinita 18-year single malt scotch whiskey. 43% alcohol by volume, or 86 proof. I did not do the math. A blend of ex-bourbon and ex-Oloroso sherry casks. The color is light. The nose
gold.
Was like, reddish tints.
Yeah, it's definitely got some red to it.
Honey and orange and figs on the palate. I got orange Julius and cigars on the finish.
You know, when was the last time you were in Orange Julius?
Broward Mall.
1992?
Yeah.
86?
About 6 weeks ago.
No, it's... I mean, yeah, I get the oranges, 90s. But it's an orange creamsicle.
Yeah, there's one right around the corner from my favorite Thai place, over in Davie, not far from you. Yeah.
God, I don't remember Orange Julius.
Oh, delicious.
Taste.
Need to go back if you can find it.
Mm-hmm. Back in time?
Yeah.
No, it's still around.
Let me get my DeLorean.
I think it's still around.
Yeah, there's one right over by the Thai place.
Yeah.
Is there really? They're still around? Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
The finish was orange rind and malt for me. And I thought it was interesting. What did you think, Brett?
No, I love the tasting note that it came with this. Honey notes rippling across pools of caramelized orange.
Well, stop reading the when you graduate with, a master's in English, you've got to find something to do with it.
Okay, so this is an internet review, but I love it. But this is probably on their website, right? This Bob would get this
website. But I mean, to me, this is just like an orange cream soda, like a creamsicle, an orange creamsicle that you eat. You know, a little bit of malt. I got some gingerbread from it.
Just like an Orange Julius.
Yeah. Well, except for the gingerbread.
If it's brown, there's a weird ginger note in Orange Julius. Julius after the show. We're going to get a refresher.
I actually have to go back to work because I had a kid call in sick today.
Fine. We'll get yours.
So I'll be going back to work slightly inebriated.
I'll
have to take an Uber to work today.
I think it's delicious.
Think it's absolutely delicious.
It is delicious. And look,
they're from the internet review or whatever they have on their website. A Rhapsody. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know how to say the word, but I can't read it and say it because I've been drinking whiskey.
This is
a Rhapsody of warm, figgy richness. Who says things like this?
An English major who needs a job.
somebody's
what do you do with an English degree? You either teach or you go to work in marketing.
Okay, so I will give them this. Fig pudding and orange marmalade, I will give them. It's fantastic on the nose. And the palate is rich and mouth-coating and oily. Citrus and fig predominates. I get this mellow oak and lingering spice that comes out. I freaking love this whiskey. But the English major screwed up everything because I can't stop reading their note.
This is actually getting better and better as I drink throughout the afternoon.
And it improved with just a drop of water.
Every single thing we've had today, a couple drops of water, really kind of, and especially these next two coming up.
So look, when we say drops, I mean, I see Justin likes to actually do literal drops. But I do between 10 parts whiskey and 20 parts whiskey to one part water. Most of these at 46% ABV, 20 to 1.
Yeah.
20 to 1.
Well, when we are doing the show, we use laboratory wash bottles because it allows you to put a very, very, very precise, tiny amount. You know, you can put as much as you want, but it controls
Thank
it.
You, Nalgene.
So it works well. But, I mean, this one, there's honey notes. The orange marmalade is there. I get lemons. The figs are there on the nose.
I
don't
get the lemon. I get orange. And I can see where
but
you're
on getting. The palate.
Lemon leaf.
Mm. On the palate, before water, baked apple pie. That's
what Brent was talking about, the apple, right?
That's toned down a bit with the water.
That was the last one.
Oh, okay. That was the last one. Okay. So, sorry. I've been drinking.
I get Marcona almonds. Marcona almonds, figs, citrus. It's got a lovely finish on it that just goes on and on.
So is the almond on the palate or is the mouthfeel or is it a taste? The Marcona.
The almond was just strychnine for you. It's not back palate and the spirit.
Almonds don't have strychnine, they have cyanide.
Yeah.
Oh, right, cyanide.
Back palate and feel, both.
Feel. For me, it's more mouthfeel.
Yeah.
It's not. It's the oiliness of the mouthfeel. It's not the taste.
Yeah, but overall, this is a fantastic whiskey. Absolutely fantastic. Dude, 18, whiskey.
Yeah. I would rather drink Glenmorangie 18 than Macallan 18 because.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Macallan 18 is overly sherry. This is. Yeah.
Well, it depends on your mood, too. You know, I mean,
if you want a sherry bomb, you go for the Macallan.
Yeah.
If you want something more balanced, you go for the Glenmorangie.
Yeah.
And you also save a few $100s.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Well, that's the reason I go for it. I'm cheap.
Because you're cheap.
Yeah. So we're going to be giving the Glenmorangie Infinita 18-year-old single malt Scotch whiskey a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
All right. So that's going to take us to our next one. Oh, Harm can start reading on it until we go into a commercial.
Oh, thanks, Bob. The Highland Park was founded on Orkney in 1798. It's the northernmost distillery in Scotland. It's also one of the few distilleries in Scotland that has retained a traditional malting floor.
Mm-hmm.
The barley is germinated and turned by hand and then dried using local cut peat from the Hobbister Moor and Heather. It's the local peat that gives it the whiskey the most specific terroir. It's due to this extreme weather conditions. The winds there reach 100 miles per hour, 80 days a year, and the salt spray. There are no trees there, meaning there the peat is composed of heather only. The malt is peated at a level of 20 parts per million phenol and mixed with unpeated commercially produced malt from the mainland prior to distillation. And we're going to commercial.
And we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and Harm was telling us a little bit about Highland Park.
Unless you're listening on the podcast, there may or may not be a commercial. If you're on the radio, there was a commercial. You missed that commercial, and you should buy that product. I'm just saying. All right, so it's about 20% of that peated barley and 80% unpeated barley. The whiskey is then aged on Orkney, which is rarely ever sees any warm temperatures, allowing the whiskey to age very slowly and gently, contributing further to its unique character. Highland Park cask strength number 5 single malt Scotch whiskey, 64.7% ABV or 129.4 proof. So this is release number 5, has still not hit the United States. We're in January when recording this, so January 2026. We got this sample when, Bob?
A couple July? Months ago.
Yeah. All right, so release number 5 is an annual release, distilled, it says, has been matured predominantly in a first fill sherry European oak casks, including Pedro Jimenez, plus refill casks, ex-bourbon casks, and a small quantity of first fill sherry seasoned American oak casks. So the color is a beautiful deep bronze. The nose, first thing that hits me is butterscotch. Absolute butterscotch bomb, and then wood smoke. Because it's only 20% peated at 20 parts per million. And it's a gentle peat. It's an introductory level.
It's a very light smoke on this one.
This is a whiskey that Brent will drink.
Well, this is also a very aggressive whiskey. This one really comes at you. You need to add a little bit of water to it because this one will actually punch you. You know, it'll punch you.
It punches you in the face, but if you're a real man, you can take it without water, Brent. But, you know, whatever. I take water with it. Bourbon people don't need the water. The palate here is absolutely phenomenal. I didn't put any water in it. I'm putting water in it now. Brent, tell me what you got with the water.
With the water, I got it toned down a little bit.
So what did you taste?
What did I taste? I got on the palate, I got apricots, a lot of heavy spices on it. That's what, and a little bit of that touch of sherry, but that smoke actually enhance. This is one of where this, the light
this
smoke
is
enhances
a bonfire.
It.
Fire. It's not it, just smoke. No, it's just a bonfire.
It just, it's a light smoke. It just enhances it. It's not an overly smoked. It's not.
You're standing next to a bonfire about 50 yards down the beach.
Well, 50 yards down the beach. Our boy doesn't, he's not an Iowa guy. He doesn't like the medicinal peat.
This is not a medicinal. It's a wood smoke.
Right.
When I get him a smoky peat, a campfire peat, he's not totally averse to it, so you know, that's why he's liking it.
And the finish is infinite in this whiskey.
I mean, you're talking about a campfire standing 50 yards away. Of course, it's a light smoke.
Yeah. Depends on how big the fire is.
I can barely see it at 50 feet.
Justin, go. What do you think?
Gorgeous Scotch malt vanilla pears on the nose.
Pears. Yes, I missed the pears. You're right.
On the palate, I got sherry, light peat, the finish, malt, and more peat. I love
Pete and
this.
Repeat.
Pete and repeat. Yeah, his brother. Repeat.
Every year, I actually go
big
spend
Petey,
money,
little Petey, repeaty,
and go to Fine Spirits and buy a bottle of this.
Well, I don't have this yet. I've only got numbers 3 and 4 in bottles.
Yeah, but every time you have one, I buy one.
Yeah.
So when you have
just
this
one,
I'll
you are
have one.
Not a good friend.
I am not. It's not a good friend.
It's
I
delicious.
Just buy one.
It's rich. It's viscous. The smoke is just the right amount for me. There's dried fruit. It just goes on
the
and dry, on.
The combination of dried fruit and smoke here is just luscious. And the butterscotch note. This is candy and smoke and fruit. And I love it.
We've reviewed every release they've had so far. And everyone has gotten the exact same damn score. This is 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how they do it every time. But they have never had a fall off on this release.
I think 1 year I picked it as my whiskey of the year, right?
Yeah, I've picked it as whiskey of the year more than
it's
once.
It's very reasonable, too.
Yeah, it's you're not
bucks.
Getting this.
$100 retail.
You're not getting this much flavor for
it
that much money
like
anywhere.
Tastes like $200 and $300 whiskeys any day.
Yeah.
All right, so our last one is a unique one. This is a Highland Park from Reserve Bar. The guy's online. A Highland Park Reserve Bar 12-year-old single cask.
How dare you, sir?
Number 45.
How dare you talk about another store?
Number 4505 single malt Scotch whiskey, 66%, 132 proof. This is a refill hogshead. This thing is as dark as Satan's heart. It is 10
shades. It's not
shade.
That dark. We've had darker whiskey.
Look at it next to the other Highland Park.
This is
Park.
About dark as my soul.
Look at it next to the other Highland Park.
Satan's heart's darker than this.
Dark, dark, dark.
Yeah.
You too should buy a single cask.
The nose.
So we can talk
is,
about your store.
I've got a bunch of single casks.
It's dark dried fruit, baking spice on the palate. Fig Newtons, oranges, dark, dark, leathery dried fruit.
There's a saline quality. You
there's a little
the
bit
ocean.
Of tobacco there. There's sea spray. This is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
This is a bourbon drinker scotch. Right?
Oh my God. I think there's too much sherry for me. I think you guys are crazy for this.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's a sherry bomb at all. I think you got that leather, the tobacco, the pepper.
And with water, it just got better.
Yeah. I mean, everything, that the clove, it's just everything that's in there. You know, and add a little bit of water to it. This is a bourbon drinker's scotch right here. That's the best way to put it. I wouldn't own a bottle of. I wouldn't buy a bottle, but I have a bottle in my house.
I don't know if they have any left, but boy, if they do, buy one.
If they do, get
good
it.
Award. What do you think, Justin?
I think I'm eating a pistachio croissant by the ocean in a bakery. And the palate, I got heat and dark tea, and the finish just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, that tea that on the very first before I added water, that tea kind of gave it just a little bit of bitterness.
It's like a black
it was
tea
like,
note.
Right, like a black tea note. Then you added that water, and that really just kind of blended it all in and put it all together. It did need a little bit of a touch of water to bring everything together.
Yeah, I see. Before I put the water in, I thought the sherry was too much. I thought it was unbalanced with too much sherry. But because also, look at this. This is 66% ABV.
Right.
I've never seen a Highland Park that high. Never. Even because all the previous cask strength Highland Park release directly from the distillery
it's so
have
cold.
Hovered around 120 proof.
It doesn't get up
this
that high in cold, damp temperatures like that. It's hard. Yeah.
How do they do this?
I don't know, but
it got higher in the barrel.
When I got both of these in, I'm like, I have to do these side by side.
They don't just go higher in the barrel. I think they put this in at 130 something.
No. Yeah,
they had to.
That high?
Proof can get higher in the barrel.
In Kentucky, where physics doesn't work because they're Kentucky. I don't believe in science. But yeah, because water gets transported across the wood faster than the alcohol.
Yeah.
But when you have a humid climate.
Uh-huh. When you have high temperatures, the alcohol goes up. When you have cool temperatures, the water evaporates quicker.
Water evaporates faster than the alcohol in most of these times.
Well, if water evaporates quicker than alcohol, more alcohol, higher proof.
Yeah, in hot temperatures. In hot temperatures, water goes faster.
Depends on the humidity. Depends on how much water's in the air.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's why in Kentucky and Tennessee, you get the higher proofs on the top and you get the lower proofs on the bottom. So it's absolutely stunningly beautiful.
They did a great job, and I don't like saying that about somebody else's store. Whatever.
Well,
they're online.
It's delicious. What can you say? The Reserve Bar 12-year-old single cast 4505. Five sips.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, this show was fun.
Thank you for having us today, dude. This was good stuff today.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-hosts for joining us today.
You can tell Bob's been having some. He's not spitting.
Thank you, Brent.
Well, you know, it actually was a pleasure. You know, sometimes scotch can be scotchy.
Mm-hmm. I'm a host wearing Hoka's, so you got it right.
And thank you, Harm.
You didn't even say Justin's name. Thank you, Justin.
I didn't get to him yet. He spoke out of turn.
He's going around the
table. Look at you speaking out of turn.
Yeah. Just standing in the corner. Think about what you've done.
I'll throw a bottle on the ground.
Thank you, Bob.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.